still gotta do what we're gonna do. Let's just do whatever the hell we do.
But when we do it, when we do it, does it actually matter?
No, Jay, if you're wondering, no, it doesn't matter at all, probably.
Why not?
Why would it? Like, to whom? Like, to us? As humans, we give reason and meaning to everything. Even all the stuff that, like, doesn't make sense. Everyone could, like, make a reason for it.
Do you give reason and meaning to everything?
No. Definitely not.
Me either.
It allows me to live like that, the unlabelness of life as an organism that I am.
What do you call people who give reason and meaning to everything?
People.
No. Are you ready?
Nice.
Or possibly at some point you might even, if you give reason and meaning to everything, I don't know.
Is it naive? Are you naive if you do that?
No, yeah. Man. It's part of the human condition.
Yeah.
Though. It really is.
You know? Even if totally. Like someone's like a hypocrite, like they can reason it, you know? Like, you can reason anything. Murderers have a reason. It's like, well, you know, like the dioxide clamp near my third strand of DNA said that this person was a threat to me, so I chopped his head off, threw him in the East River.
Well, know? I mean, there's reasons to murder people. You're acting as if there aren't reasons to murder people.
Oh, yeah, talk shit, get hit.
But you see what there's a reason there.
Hit with the machete.
That just adds to the madness.
Hippo Critters would be a great name for a alt-punk band.
Mm-hmm. Post-punk.
Post-punk?
Post-punk.
Hippo Critters?
Yeah. Hippo Critters.
Hippo Critters.
Hippo Critters.
Hippo Critters. That's a cool name for something.
Hippo Critters!
Like that.
Yo, dude, how long? 30 seconds and our timing's like on?
Yeah.
Oh, you fucking Laurel and Hardy over here. You could be Ed McMahon.
I'll be Ed McMahon.
Was he down with those guys?
What, the three of them?
Laurel and Hardy and Ed McMahon?
Hell yes.
No.
Okay. They had a table at the back of the Sands.
Laurel and Hardy were long dead by the time like Ed McMahon was doing anything, I think.
That's sad.
But like, you know, a young Ed McMahon would have witnessed maybe the ends of these two's lives.
Nah, but kind of. What would happen, Ed McMahon would go home at night and then turn on whatever his version of YouTube was at the time.
And Laurel and Hardy will be staring him in the face, smacking each other, telling crude jokes about broads.
And he would have some knee slapping laughter.
Eddie, keep it down up there. I'm watching my shows.
This Hardy guy's a genius.
That's not even entertainment. You're sick in the head, Eddie. Sick in the head.
You got Carson telling me what to do now, you?
Carson Daly?
You'll find me with a bullet in my head.
Carson Daly.
Yeah, Carson Daly. And
eventually,
man.
Eventually, yes.
The best talk show.
Eventually, yes.
Talk show host team in the world.
Jay's just spanning a generation.
Ed McMahon and Carson Daly.
Let's span a generation of entertainment. What's the reason behind these entertainers? Ed McMahon. Laurel and Hardy. Why?
Ed McMahon
why would that have been so funny? Depression America.
Where do you rate Carson Daly in the all-time talk show host?
Probably about 220 pounds.
Numerically,
yeah,
not how much he weighs.
Number wise, you know.
Oh, in the lexicon.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, whatever. There's Jack Benny.
Jack Benny had a talk show.
Did he?
Jack Benny?
I don't think Jack Benny had a talk show. He was like a comedian.
Yeah, no, Jack Benny, the Jack Benny show.
Oh yeah,
I think that was it. He's better than Carson Daly. Charlie Rose. Better than Carson Daly.
Okay.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Better
than Carson Daly.
Yeah, definitely.
So which is it?
David Letterman.
Yeah,
he's way better.
Jay Leno.
Ooh.
Nope.
No, Jay Leno wasn't.
He might be worse.
No, he is definitely worse than Carson Daly.
Damn.
Carson Daly had this specific type of like hey guys, what's up? I'm Carson Daly. I got a leather wristband. He's like fucking
Arsenio Hall.
He's definitely better than Carson Daly.
He's like 10 degrees away from George Strombolopoulos.
Who, Carson Daly?
Yeah.
No, because he's not smart enough. Like, George Strombolopoulos is still, like, a smart dude.
Yeah, no.
Like, Carson Daly, dumb as shit.
No, I was a cloth diaper dude when I was a kid. It was actually the name of my first failed pilot as well. Cloth diaper dude.
That's interesting. What was it about?
It's like a one shot, slow motion.
The pilot was one shot, slow motion.
Yeah.
I could see why this didn't work.
Yeah.
Off
no.
the top.
Yeah.
Those are extreme problems.
Yeah. Julia Louis-Dreyfus made a cameo though.
In the one shot that was slow motion?
Slow motion. She was in frame the whole episode, I imagine.
Well, we didn't have any licenses to shoot in public, and we were doing it in New York, and we accidentally crossed paths. And she glanced down at
her feet. She averted her gaze.
Yeah.
I'm not getting paid for this.
What the hell is that guy watching? Ugh.
Is that the cloth underpants dude? That could be a YouTube guy.
What?
I think about that sometimes. I'm like, that's like something that crosses my mind a lot. Like, that could be a YouTube guy. That could be a YouTube thing.
How much YouTube do you watch, though?
I watch a lot of YouTube.
Okay.
I go, like, deep. I go, like, into
Tell me about these YouTube people. I don't know anything about these people.
Okay, what's the last one I watched?
These are successful YouTube people?
No, not even.
Okay, so anything could be a YouTube guy.
Technically. Yeah, exactly. I guess a YouTube guy would be a guy who is successful off of whatever they do. Yeah.
A moderate YouTuber.
If you go deep into like the dredges of it, like there's people who aren't successful that are doing these things that are just like,
this is
YouTube guys doing this YouTube shit. Like fucking, I thought unboxing was weird. That was the weirdest thing that I thought.
And you don't anymore?
No, I do think it's weird still.
Yeah, super weird.
But like society doesn't.
I don't know, greater society? I think a lot of people don't know it exists. And like, once they find out, they're going to be like, what the fuck is this?
But it's just like, it's the fucking hands that bother me. I feel like I'm watching a magic trick. It's always these kids with dainty little fucking hands.
I just don't like it on a conceptual level. It's like, what is this? We're just going to watch somebody open a box?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's useless. What's the reason?
Like, why?
Why? What is that?
Because the excitement, man. Yo, you know what they need to do? They need to overlay the fucking box opening with some suspense music. That would be amazing. Yo, I wonder if it ever happened that someone was doing what's the official word? A box opening?
A box opening. What is the official word?
Like, what they do.
Unboxing.
Fuck. Is that in the Scrabble dictionary yet?
I doubt it.
For the unboxing.
You unwrap the box. You open the box. What's in the box? Someone tell me, is it an alligator?
It's never an alligator.
So consider the element of surprise now. What is this? This is just anticipation. Like, the real gift is like the person who opening the box has what they want. Possibly.
Yeah.
You know, element of anticipation is like you're getting riled up for like, I don't know, nothing or next to nothing. Because first of all, you're just watching someone open a box.
Either I have to change my last name to Lindsay and forego my long Glado Nukemin, or I just use it as my artist name. Keep it like that. I asked my dad about it once. I said, yo, this name's going to die if I don't take it. Would you be offended if I switch my name from your family name, Glado Nukemin, to my mother's? And he said, of course I'll be offended.
Damn right I will.
Yeah, what are you doing?
That's all I got.
You know who we are? We're barons, bro. Barons.
Barons? What's that?
We were barons.
Like, you lorded over people at some point?
Yeah, basically.
Yo, there's a cool...
He's lording it over us right now. He loves this.
Right
away.
Like,
I found out I had barons. I was a baron, baron, blur.
I'm going to go to the little ladies' room. I'm going to be back.
All right.
But I got something when I get back.
Well, that's intriguing.
You guys can talk about me more.
Well, we're recording it, so.
You guys can talk about how buff I look now.
So, we're not going to be talking about how buff Jay looks right now, but... Can we talking about... Barry Bonds.
Barry Bonds?
Yeah. I don't know.
What about him?
Is his image tarnished enough?
I think so. Lay off. So. Oh, you're back.
I'm back.
Jay's back.
Oh, yo.
Who's back?
Speaking of back, yo. Again. Before we go into this, can you cue something up for me?
Yeah.
Can you give me some Mason Betha? Welcome back. I think that's fitting for this episode.
For this episode? Welcome back. Welcome back. Thor to, the Mason.
To who is it to?
It's to us.
So you often welcome yourself back?
I want to say no, because that's the obvious answer, but I'm sure there is some point in my life that I do welcome myself back.
Well, I mean, this would be it, I guess, then.
I guess this
is telegraphed. No, this is I'm talking about a subliminal welcome. Like, something that I don't know I do, but, like, I welcome myself back.
Every day, you welcome yourself back.
By getting up and looking in the mirror.
And smoking a cigarette and saying, fuck it, I'm a baron.
Yo, you remember freestyling with me at St. Thomas Park? Where we used to drink 40s?
Yeah, we were probably drunk, but like, yeah, vaguely. Definitely vaguely.
You remember one of the first raps you ever wrote?
Probably not. Not now, no.
Remember one word from it?
Did I say grenade?
Mike, you remember one word from one of the first raps you ever wrote?
No, not really. I've thought about that. I don't.
Yeah, man.
I can
so
guarantee
long,
you. I can guarantee you had six syllables in it, though. Oxygen.
Oh shit! Okay, I vaguely remember that.
Yeah, because I've had a habit throughout my rap career of using my fucking written verses. A hell of a lot to
a few times, definitely a few times each.
I've had to like think back on that and like ask myself why a couple of times. I've come to some conclusions. Have you ever seen the movie Danny Collins?
Danny Collins,
the one with Al Pacino.
Oh, have you?
No,
he's like this old Showtime guy, right? And he had a hit single like back in like fucking when he was young and good looking. And then he, like, ended up kind of slowly fading away from the spotlight and then ending up on, like, the dinner circuit or whatever. Okay. And but he's, like, he's a kind of, like, a tortured artist. And he kind of, like, you know, wants to move away from his one single that he had. There's one, like, climax in the movie where he gets on stage and he, like, tells his daughter, it's like, no, I'm done with the old me. The old me was a shitty guy. The guy who was famous with that one song. She's like, no, you need to pursue your artistry. He gets on stage and he's like, I'm gonna do some new material. And the crowd looks at him. He starts going into it and they all start walking out. He's like, ah, just joking. And he switches into a single and everyone fucking cheers.
Wow.
So I think part of that played into fucking the reason why I would use verses all the time.
Yeah, I could have told you that.
All right, but you can't look like
it's
this.
It's just easier, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's
you know,
easier.
You know what you're gonna get out of it.
It's the.
It's a guaranteed reaction.
Idea that the reaction takes precedent over the material. Yeah, yo, welcome back.
Okay.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I was going to lead into this bit. So welcome back. Okay. Welcome back to the podcast.
Welcome back.
You know what I mean?
Welcome.
It's crazy because, like, no one's gonna argue. We've all known each other for a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
I'll argue just for the sake of arguing's sake.
So you would put money
nah,
on that.
Yeah,
someone
yeah,
asked
yeah, whatever,
you,
yeah.
How long you know this guy? You'd be like, long time, right? We'll see how well we know each other. See if that's all bullshit.
Okay. What is this? Is like.
It's just like.
What's the game with the newlyweds where they do this?
Russian roulette.
Yeah, one of them has to shoot each other
in
the head.
The dating game.
Dating game?
Dating
is that
game.
It?
Yeah, no. Russian roulette, no. Yeah. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to. How are we going to do this? This is as far as I thought about it. I'm going to ask Mike.
What was on the paper then?
That?
You pulled out a paper as if it had something on it.
Oh, yeah, no, I'll read you what I have. This is my note. I said, first thing, over the break, I made a decision to get buff.
Okay, yeah.
I wrote
yeah.
that there. And then in parentheses, I put Buffy, the weightlifting vampire.
Okay.
I was going to fit that in somewhere.
Okay. You didn't tell?
Didn't.
Damn.
Until now. Buffy the way he lived the vampire. That's who I am now. Holla. Check out my SoundCloud. The second point of interest on this paper was, is life meaningless?
Okay.
Thoughts?
Huh. Yeah. But we did do that.
Yeah, we did do that.
Okay, yeah.
But that one happened seamlessly. I didn't even need to weasel that one in.
I have a comment.
And third on the list. Welcome back, Mace.
Okay, okay.
Welcome back.
All right, Buffy the life-sucking weightlifter.
Yo, if you want to disappoint yourself, look up Daz and Dub C's new music.
What if I don't want to disappoint myself?
Yeah,
what do I look up?
I guess
up?
I won't.
217. There's a song, I don't know, we should play it. See, is this a Daz beat? Yeah, Daz
Dillinger.
We gotta head off to.
I gotta feed some animals. The animals are hungry.
Mike, is that code for something?
No, I imagine he has animals he needs to feed.
You gotta feed the animals, huh? I gotcha.
You got a lighter? You got a lighter?
Yeah, I got a lighter.
Okay. Jay doesn't have a lighter. Somebody have a lighter?
No, Casey. I got a lighter.
Oh, I just need a lighter,
you.
For real.
I got you. You need a lighter to feed the animals, huh?
I guess. As of right now, yes.
Hey, have you ever wondered what a laser on a ride actually is? Have you ever struggled over what an adverb is? Do you wish you could discover which Sex in the City partner you most resemble? These questions and more have already been answered. Go to patreon.com/lasersontheride to learn more. That's patreon.com/lasersontheride.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like Jay Leno. He supposedly tells jokes now that he's told for 30 years.
See, that's when I stopped. That's when I realized how awful doing that was, is when I started getting into comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
And when, like, the idea that a comedian who's doing the same jokes for 30 years is, like, that's so sad to me.
Yeah,
like, that is so sad. You know what I mean?
Poor comedian.
Like, you got 1 half hour, 1 hour, and it's about the same shit that was, like, probably, like, written before the internet.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Stop it.
It's terrible. Yeah. What are you scared of, Jay?
Breaking my heart. Breaking my heart.
I'm not scared anymore.
No, not you. Jay Leno. Jay Leno, what are you scared of?
No. Yeah, I was never scared.
You're not Jay Leno. You don't know how it feels.
No, but there is. But no, there's a hackiness to it. That's what it is. It's a hackiness to it. But at the end of the day, right? If I'm standing with you and you, and both of you guys have heard my verses 200 times, but then like 9, 10, and 8.5 are sitting over here, and they're going bananas over it. What takes precedent? The fact that both of you guys are crossing like your eyes at me and being like, what the fuck is this kid doing again? Or is it,
I don't know,
Amanda, Sarah, and Victoria over here saying,
I like him, we'll hang around a bit.
I don't know, that's up to you.
You know what that is? That's a question of integrity.
Oh, no, I don't think that's true.
No, it's just what you're trying to get out of it, you know what I mean? That's all it's a question of.
You don't think that's integrity?
What you're trying to get out of something.
That's integrity.
No, not necessarily. Like, whatever. I mean,
of, like, your own integrity, like, I don't want to spit something that maybe they don't or wouldn't, like, for the sake of something that I think they will.
2,000 pops.
So what, you had something lined up? I don't know how long Casey's going to be here, so.
Yeah, yo. Because, well, our listeners should know that we just dropped a couple records this year with Canahan. We had one that featured a song called Lasers on the Ride theme song, which I guess we played at the beginning of this, right?
Yeah.
Sick. So, I didn't know that you were doing that. So, like, during the break, I took the liberty to make 3 versions of, like, different theme songs we could use for the opening of the show.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's useless now. But I got them lined up. If you guys want to listen to what...
yeah, let's check them out.
The 3... My submissions for the Season 2 Lasers on the Ride... opening theme song.
Alright, here's number 1, I think it's called.
I can feel the lasers on the ride tonight. Oh Lord.
Okay.
I can feel the lasers on the ride tonight. Oh love, oh love.
It didn't make me feel bad, but you know, I enjoyed the part where I recognized the original, and I was like, wow, this guy's taking things places. And then I was like disappointed that it stopped there, because you should have gone on with that a little bit longer, and you know,
be the second one, second submission.
I'm broke, pop.
Lasers on the ride. Lasers on the ride.
Not bad, I like this one.
Jokes and conversations and some good fucking time. Lasers on the ride.
Oh!
Lasers.
Some jokes and conversations and some good fucking times.
Is that what you say?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Lasers on the ride.
Lasers. Lasers. Lasers.
What's that at the end? That's like a car speeding off, or
Mike.
What's up?
On an early Velvet Trench Vibes radio interview.
Okay.
Casey cites this Snoop Dogg album as his favorite album of all time.
Ooh.
What Snoop Dogg album does he mention?
Man, it's between two, but I'm gonna lean towards Dogfather.
It was a Dogfather.
It was the Dogfather. I remember, Dog, I still remember that album fully and wholeheartedly.
Yo,
Dogfather.
I think it might hold up.
Like, pull
I'm
up,
throw
like,
it on right now.
Vapors. Put on Vapors. Vapors.
Vapors. Yeah, I'm down with Vapors.
Bang to the Boogie.
Yeah, I banged to the Boogie.
I've jumped the Boogie.
Oh my god.
Jump the Boogie probably is the best.
No, there's so many. There's like a bunch of good songs on that album. Tell the truth.
Cover was cool too.
Yeah.
Cover was cool. It looks like some, man, what's that? Nah, forget about it.
The Godfather? Are you talking about The Godfather?
It is The Godfather. Worry about it. You just take the D and the G and reverse it.
Yo, I want someone to roast Dre. Like, just come out and just roast him. I mean, I love Dre.
You have to get him to come out of the house first, man.
Like, yo.
You're going to come out for that? Like, yeah, right.
Why is anyone talking about his t-shirts? No one talks about his t-shirts?
Because they ain't seen him outside. By remaining hidden in his corner, he's immune to all criticism. Why? Because he just doesn't seem to care at all. So people are going to be like, what can you even say about Dre? You talk about Dre's t-shirts.
No, you know what I fucking learned about Dre watching that Defiant Ones documentary? Is that...
There's no Dre on this album, no.
None whatsoever?
No.
Damn.
There you go. Is that Dre... It shows...
Not even Vapors?
No.
Damn. Uh-huh.
Vapors is a good song.
It was the best guess for a Dre beat.
Is Dre's like the first hip-hop producer that I guess I could see that like really paid attention to the sonics, the sound, as opposed to like the music, the beats, the sampling. Like, everyone's talking about sampling, everyone's talking about like loops and breaks. Dre was like crafting sounds, like making, because at the end of the day, if you're a producer, that's your responsibility. Like, I mean, you can put it on the mastering guy, you can put it on the mixing guy, but, like, if you're there fucking with the sounds yourself as a producer, it should be your responsibility to make the sound sound as, like, you know, like full or crisp.
Well, I mean, it depends what you're doing. If you're not doing something like some guy who fucking recorded his shit in a cabin in fucking Nebraska, like, it's not supposed to be crisp.
But that's the alternative to that, is that you need to have the skill set to make it sound like that, you know what I mean? Because I'm sure even if you go record in a cabin, you're going to be like, yo, I think I can make this sound a little more cabin-y. Let's try and move this to the back room.
Depending how your cabin sounds, man. If you walk, you creak in the door, everybody hears that creak a little different. This cabin's on a tilt, you know, it catches the wind weird. I have this muffled outhouse where, like, there's an eagle in it squawking or something. Like, and you're like, fuck, what does a cabin really sound like to you?
With bears?
No bears? That's not a cabin.
No.
That's just a shack on a cliff. There's no bears.
A cabin can't have cable television. No television in a cabin. If you want a modern cabin, it's got to have an antenna on it.
Modern cabin, hello. Yeah. How modern is your cabin then? Like, if you just want to rough it?
Antenna television and books and board games. That's a cabin.
Really?
Fireplace.
Fireplace. Yeah, usually. Most of the time.
Yeah.
Big wood beds with like uncomfortable wool sheets on them.
Let me ask you,
what the fuck? Why do you want to be comfortable? Why can't you be comfortable? You can have nice beds.
No, I'm just talking about like, cabins, like,
this is about sacrifice.
Yeah, I guess
you gotta sacrifice amenities.
What last time you guys went to a cabin, what happened exactly?
I had a cabin when I was a kid.
I can't recall the last time.
A cabin? No, me neither.
Nah.
A cabin, like a scaled down kind of house with like no amenities.
Yeah.
No.
Spend time in this.
Up until I was 12, my dad had a cabin from his father, my grandfather. And it was exactly like that. Like, no water in the toilet.
Okay, but after 12.
Yo, that's a fucking... That's a family drama that happened.
I graduated. One of my homies had a boathouse.
Money and selling the cabin and who's gonna get the money and who's gonna upkeep the cabin.
You know, cabin.
All overshadowed by the matriarch and patriarch both dying. So it's all the siblings have to fight for this cabin.
Yeah, like they're fighting over like 16 grand worth of wood and trees in the woods.
Yeah, but since then, how many cabins like that have you been in?
Zero.
Yeah, there you go.
I've been in like. You know what I mean? Like, with the Magog cabins. All our listeners abroad can Google where Magog is. Magog, home of...
Everybody, I don't know, some hockey team probably. Magog? Who's from Magog?
Yeah, who's from Magog?
Yeah.
Not that Casey would know.
No. Not this time, no.
Yeah, yo, I've been into like souped up cabins with like hot tubs in them and shit.
Yeah, man. That's what a cabin is.
You gotta be cold.
Yeah.
Your lover. Bring your lover up to the cabin, light some candles, get cold.
Yo, I mean, what if it goes down and it's the apocalypse and you gotta go chill in your cabin? You should have some shitty cabin. You know what I mean?
No. The thing is, you can't.
That's what happens. You have an axe, you go into the bush.
You can't have a shitty cabin.
Chop down that wood.
Now you like you have a cabin. It's like it has to have a bathroom and like 2-3 bedrooms, so you can bring like 8-10 people up there and like jam for the weekend.
Yo, have you
ever?
You
can't just have your people lying on the full ground and be like, you have sticks now. You know, like like your girls can't hunt anymore. You know, it's unlikely that you're gonna spend 3 hours fishing. You know, in like late November to get some food. Like everyone's bringing pizza and shit, man. It's not the same cabin.
Oh, hi. Have you ever wondered whether Tiger Woods has a huge knobber? Whether drones have souls in the classical sense? If the lasers really went to the Barbie Museum, if there even really is a Barbie Museum? Well, you may be eligible for the Lasers on the Ride sponsorship program. Head to patreon.com/lasersontheride to learn more. That's patreon.com/lasersontheride.
What's like, do you want to be a comedian's comedian? Or do you want to be a sell out arenas?
I mean, your example, you're talking about the other comedians. So if the comedians behind know the jokes you're telling, but the crowd doesn't know the jokes, does it matter? Like, who are you trying to, like, do it for?
For the crowd, right?
And that is a... question that like it's come up recently with me in like in terms of looking at my music career. It's the idea that who do you want to impress? Do you want to impress a mass audience of people that you don't know and you're not going to see how they react to your music, or do you want to impress the audience of like the 5 closest people to you that have immediate reactions to your music, and it's like tangible reactions to your music? And like I spent a large part of my career making music with that philosophy, that like it's more important to me to impress the people that I surround myself with, because it's usually talented musicians, right? So it's like if you surround yourself with your peers that are...
Then why were you spitting those same verses all the time?
Well, because...
That goes against that idea.
It does go against that idea. It does go against that idea. But... That's just the ego. That's like that's the other motives creeping into it. That's like the show.
This goes out to all the girls that don't pay for weed.
You don't think? I think I could count like probably like over 10 times the amount of times that I have done that and pandered to the audience with in present company, and me feeling like just a little sick in my stomach, like. I don't even want to make eye contact with either one of you guys while I'm doing this. I'm just going to fucking focus on the smiles on these girls' faces, watch them do a little snap when I hit a punchline, and then walk out silently, have a silent car ride home with you guys. But what happened to the days you tear the shit open?
Wow.
One shot. Everything goes flying, and you're like, ah, I love it. That's the enthusiasm of opening some shit up. It's not, you don't delicately, like, take all the pieces out. don't know.
It depends. It depends what you get. Depends what you're getting, you know?
Yeah. Like in Seven, where Brad Pitt got that box. He wasn't that excited to open it, but that's because it was his wife's head.
Right. Imagine he didn't open the box on the spot and was like, oh shit.
Yeah, I'm going to get home. I'm going to brew up some coffee. Heat up one of those muffins I got on the stove.
Put on a new shirt.
Yeah, now I'm going to unbox this.
I'm going to turn on my camera. So I wonder what was in this all along.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Brad Pitt. Another video for some unboxing. I got this one from Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
Found it in a field. By the looks of it, it's
pretty grimy.
He opens it, he's mildly disappointed.
Just mildly?
What would he
do? No, it was the baby, I guess, right? It wasn't the head. Was it the baby? Yeah, like she was pregnant, and it was like was it? What was in the fucking box?
I thought it was a head this whole
maybe
time.
Maybe it's a head.
But it could be the baby.
That's grosser, right?
No.
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 No, not at all.
Not at all. Is the animal your insatiable appetite for fucking huge blunts?
A little bit, yes. It's also what is the matter surrounding us all day, attacking our, let's say, wants and needs with its resistance, but only temporarily. So the world is an animal, because it wants more out of you and it will eat you if it has to get it.
Ooh, what animal would it be?
Could be anything. Anything predatory, really.
You think the world is a predatory animal?
It's proven so. It eats the weak, it eats the strong. It even comes back and eats itself once in a while. And then spits forth like more shit that's trying to eat itself. Get richer, or kill, or bang more, or make more money, or, you know, like, get more degrees. Like, it's all like a get. Everything's a get. You get up in the morning. You get down on yourself. It's a predator. It's a taker.
But you also get up in the morning. The sun rises in the morning. Things regenerate. Things get born.
Thanks, Gandhi. Can we get like, can we get some filter on Jay saying that last sentence? Like, things get up in the morning. Things grow. Sunrise, man. Sunrise.
Yes. Yeah. That's wild. Yo, it's fucking Molly, man. Molly. Like, people aren't used to seeing, like, ball players on fucking Molly. Or, like, Diddy. Yo, Diddy on the Drink Champs with him and Nori and Jadakiss. I don't know if you've seen those clips, man. But, like, this guy, like, makes the room, like, takes the air of the room at least, like, 6 times just by being so fucking awkward and, like, jaw-jacking. Dude look like one of those wind up, you know, teeth, those like goof teeth. You wind them up and they shoot around the room. It's like, yo Fab, we need to party together, man. Yo, why don't you want to party with me, Fab? You miss me? You miss me, Fab? Why you want to party? Fab was like, yo man, I saw you at a party like the other day. Like, no, we party together, man. We never party. Jadakiss is wearing a hoodie, like, fucking, just, like, slouches down in his chair. Nori's trying to keep it all together, like, the politic, but he's also trying to, like, he understands how uncomfortable Jadakiss and Fabulous feel. So he's kind of, like, it's like when you bring, like, your boy around, like, your, like, friend from high school around, like, your new friends.
And he tries to fuck him.
And he's acting like a dweeb, so then you start, like, fucking look at this guy, like, yo. That's what Nori was doing. Yo, Diddy made Nori blow out a birthday candle, and it was, like, an inch away from his face. He's like, come on, daddy. Come, daddy. Come on, daddy. Blow your birthday candle,
I support this behavior.
Diddy?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
You know
he's
what?
He's making everyone confront their homophobia. Yeah, like, yeah, dead on. You know what I mean? Like, blow out this candle.
Yeah, blow out this candle, daddy.
Like, the idea that that can even feel, like, weird. It's like, weird. That's fucking suspect in itself. It's why do you feel weird blowing out a candle?
No, no, I agree. It's true. There's mad homophobia undertones in the thing. Yeah. But if somebody fucking had a candle, a small little cake, right, with one candle in it, and shove it fucking inches away from my face and mm-hmm. say, yo, blow on this, daddy.
Yeah, but see, I wouldn't be. I'd just be like, "Yo, you're fucking invading my space here, Puffy. Like, you know what I mean? You make me uncomfortable."
And why are you calling me daddy? It's like, not like I take it like, not like I'm offended by it, but what, like, there's a million different other things you can call me. Sunrise, man, sunrise. Yo, that's sounds like a Cat Stevens chorus.
What I'm saying is, that sounds like a Cat Stevens chorus.
Yousef. These guys sound alright.
Yeah, I don't know what I was saying. Like, what I saw was, you know what it was? You know what turned me off? I think in the video, he started going into the Crip Walk. So, see, I'm like, yeah, I think you might be a little... I think you might have grown out of the Crip Walk. Is that a such thing?
I don't know.
He's grown. He's a grown-ass man now.
But you're
he's
in a gang for life, right? Once it, blood in, blood out, right?
At one point, you get to make your own decision, I'm sure.
Like, yeah?
You're just too old to be a
gang. I think all the
gangs
have different rules. You know what I mean?
If you're in your, like, 40s with, like, four kids, you're still gangbanging. Like, you have to have some serious decisions and changes probably to make. If you're even still free at this point. Or alive, literally.
Do you think there's, like, annual, like, rule updates? Like, the coaches' meetings, like, in Florida during the All-Star break? Like,
no, they must do that on the internet nowadays.
It's organic.
Group chat?
No. You do something wrong, you'll find out about it.
I've never seen a possum in my life.
Possum!
Playing possum? What's up with that?
It's, I guess it's not actually, it's a verb. You're playing possum, so you're just kind of laying low.
What's your issue with dead.
Oh. It's one of those things that you say that you think you know what it means.
Oh, you don't. You really don't know.
I bet you. I can guess, right? Playing possum.
I just told him what it means. Now he's gonna guess what it means.
I didn't hear what you said.
No, you didn't hear what I said. What are you gonna say? You said exactly
playing
what I said.
Right. Possums probably have like a burrow in like a hole or somewhere, right? That they go and like dig into. So playing possum is like you're keeping safe until danger clears. Is that right? Is that a good assessment?
Yeah, I guess, sort of. What's playing badger?
Playing badger?
No, that's not what playing possum is.
That's not it?
No.
Oh, shit.
Or,
would you dig up a grave if you knew that the person had a $1 million lottery ticket in his pocket?
How would you know?
You know.
How would you know? You know, I know. But how would you know? You'd never know.
Yeah, that's the irony of it.
Miss Cleo told you. And you didn't even call Miss Cleo. You ran into her on the metro.
Oh, yeah. You buried the man with $1 million. Go get him. What? Okay.
Definitely not.
No. Yeah, that's still a 50-50. Like,
Who would be the credible source that would make you do that? Who would be credible enough to make you grave rob for $1 million lottery ticket?
No less than a chorus of 12 angels all singing my name and telling me go in my dream. If they told me that in my dream, I would go do it.
The Los Angeles, like Mike Trout and...
Mike Trout, Vlad Guerrero. And like, they're all like in heaven or something. They're singing, sure.
Talking about the Los Angeles.
I think it just depends on like what the story is.
Todd Stottlemyre.
How do you know?
Well, I mean, anybody can weave a tall tale.
Yeah, but I mean, you'll see clues, man. You know?
So the status of the person has no basis for their credibility. It's about the story.
Well, I mean, if the dude said, look, I killed this dude with $1 million in his pocket, but I can't fucking go back because I don't want to implicate myself for fucking killing this dude, then I'm like, shit, that's kind of a believable start.
Yeah, but the hole in that is that he's a killer.
Yeah.
Can you really trust the killer?
Well, I mean, killers don't inherently lie. They're not necessarily liars, are they? Just because they kill people?
It's true. Some of them, when caught, like, just tell the whole story. Like, yeah, I got this one, that one, this one, that one. It's just a matter of catching them. They're so clever.
Yeah, yeah.
Once you catch killers, they tend to, they'll go on and on until they write books after, like.
Teardrop tattoo. Yeah. I guess if they have families, they have to keep it in their families. Depends on, yeah, what type of killer are we talking about?
Yeah.
Talking about Rambo? Talking about Dahmer?
Rambo.
I'm talking about Bradley Cooper.
Rambo.
Yo, Rambo tell everybody.
Rambo was propaganda.
Yeah. It certainly was.
Yo, who do you think is more violent? Rambo or the Mexican cartel?
Rambo.
Rambo? Rambo? Rambo?
Yeah.
Rambo? Kill more people than a fucking...
I think numerically, like, yeah, on a per capita basis? Yeah, like, jeez. Yeah. Rambo, like, by, like, 14 to 1.
I
probably, yeah. I assume. Like, if you took your average cartel members,
Rambo
outkilled them.
Evening, sir. It's you again, huh? You got any more questions? Oh, you do. Okay. Where'd the lasers go for a year? Well, that's a long story, best saved for someone's memoirs. All I know is you can head to patreon.com/lasersontheride to make sure it never happens again. That's patreon.com/lasersontheride.
I mean, for me, it was always just that a verse has a shelf life of doing it. It really doesn't matter how many times you do it, but like once a certain period of time has passed by, it's like I can't go back that far to a verse. You know what I mean?
Mm. But there's also another factor. The X factor is inebriation. Very often when you're put in a position to be like, yo, spit something, it's like 4:30 in the morning. And like you maybe have written like 5 new verses in the last like 2 months.
Yeah.
Can't remember a damn thing, but you can remember the one that you recited 400 times when you were hitting the clubs at 22, you know what I mean? Which is funny. And at the party the other night, Casey, I went into it and Casey fucking stopped me and then did the fucking first 4 bars for me. And that's when I realized, I was like,
oh, wait. Oh, you recently. What verse did he pull out?
Because I don't remember now, but when I'm
I
remember Red, all the words.
Yo, it's Airplane.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. How old is that verse?
Yo, so old. So fucking old.
It might be.
But you know what it is? You know what it is? You know what it works? It's the ramp up to it. This is what I'll stand behind. It's the ramp up. It starts off, it's a slow burn, and it works its way into it. And then there's like some punchlines and there's some witticisms. And it goes. It tells a story. That's why
that's
I stand behind
it. I'm just asking how old it is.
It's fucking old, man.
I might be at like close to a decade.
Nah.
That's a decade verse.
I associate cabins with worms. You gotta go fishing in the cabin, so you always got worms hanging around. Little buckets of worms.
I guess.
Are you guys cool putting worms on hooks of fishing rods?
I don't know, man.
I can do it, but it's not like particularly fun, no.
This is something I've never shared with anyone, by the way. This is like a this is like a reveal here.
To me, it's like the risk reward. It's like I'm not having enough fun mutilating this worm for me to do it, so I'm just like step back.
Then I have to drown it and wait for a fish to come.
Mutilating the worm, huh?
Yeah, you're mutilating it, man. You're impaling it.
A little hyperbole.
You're impaling it.
You are impaling it, but it's still moving, right?
So that's how we draw that line?
Yeah, I'm sure.
So if I cut off your arm and you're still running around, it's like, hey, no harm, no foul.
I thought you meant the risk-reward was like, what am I fishing for?
No.
The big bass fishing?
If I needed to actually eat some fish, then yeah, I'll fucking put a worm on a...
I don't know if you can mutilate a worm. Like, it doesn't have the necessary parts to be mutilated.
It's already mutilated.
Yeah, it's already, it's like...
It's gross, but it's not mutilated. No. At the top, I don't think.
I bet you saw mutilated. I bet if you saw a mutilated body, you'd be like, damn, look at that pile of worms.
They would have worms coming out of it.
You could chop a worm up. That's about all you can do. That's the worst you can do.
Yo, speaking of worms, man, yo, I had a stomach ache the other day. I never get nauseous.
And you had, like, are you talking about you had worms?
No, I never had worms. That's fast forward to the end of the story. I didn't have worms.
Okay.
But I never get nauseous. And it was like, I wasn't getting enough sleep, so I tried to do that. I tried to eat well. I still, like, around, like, 5 o'clock, I started getting fucking just nauseous in my stomach. I feel like I had to get sick. And as soon as the idea popped in my head that tapeworms exist, and there's, like, worms that crawl up into your body for, like, 20 feet and then, like, ravel themselves around your insides and then eat all the food that you put into your body, that shit's fucking... It froze me solid.
Well, you have to know when you live in an environment when that's like, when there's that sort of thing is like conducive, like your environment can't accept that shit. If you live, let's say, with certain standards, like don't live around open trash or right. weeks old cat feces kind of thing.
Don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Like animal refuse is, I stay away from it and I don't create trash. I don't have possum and stuff living near me or sleeping near my body with their diseases.
Let me propose, I think that's you where this. That shit comes. Let me propose from. Do you know Dr. Ucker?
I'm aware of his pizzas and his fruit punch.
Have you ever met him?
Doctor who?
Dr. Ucker.
There's a guy who makes a, he's like a mom, he's like Michelinas.
Oh, okay.
He's Michelinas.
Yeah, yeah.
He's okay, new okay, age yeah, Michelinas. Yeah, yeah. This guy.
They like mushroom ones and
yeah,
shit.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pollo. Pollo spinach.
So what does Dr. Ucker have to do with
I've never
me
met him.
And been living near possums and
I've never
possibly
met, I've never met him, but
worm.
What I do know is that his pizzas come in a cardboard box. When you open that up, it also comes in a plastic container.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And then when you look at that frozen pizza, it doesn't look like a pizza.
No, it doesn't.
Slide that shit in the oven, eat that, gobble that shit up. How you know there's no tapeworms in that shit?
Well, you cooked
you
it
don't.
For a while, you know.
He's a doctor. I want to see his credentials.
Oh, yeah, I guess the cooking does that kill them? That
it
would
should kill
them.
Like,
I mean,
it's
stronger, man.
Cooking tapeworms does not make it stronger.
Maybe if you're like real antsy and it's cooking, you're like, I need it now.
Yeah, like if you eat it too fast and you didn't cook it all the way through, yeah. You never know what you like. Just cook your pizza
but
properly,
I mean,
man.
No,
just,
but that's a, this is a good
yeah,
example
like,
of like
unlikely.
Me being a hypochondriac because I don't know enough about what I'm talking about.
Okay.
If I were to research tapeworms, I'm sure my anxiety would have gone. But just the idea itself, like, it's not like I thought, like, oh, my stomach aches were related to that, but the fact that that actually fucking happens, that a worm burrows themselves in your body.
Yeah, but all it does is make you skinnier and, like.
Yeah. No. And eventually you may yeah. pass it and it
looks
yeah.
svelte.
If it kills you, you'll have plenty of time to know you even have a
yeah,
tapeworm.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Just kept, like, fucking make you look 5 years younger.
Yeah.
yeah.
Like, damn, Jace got him. Fish, man. Yeah.
And he stopped drinking. Well, they just say something like sister of my mother. Or
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Father of all fathers.
yeah. Russians do that too. Russians do the same thing, like borrow the I gave up on Russia a long time ago.
You gave up on what?
Russia.
Russia. Mm. They're getting stronger than ever, man.
Are they? They are, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I. That's a sneaking suspicion of mine.
I mean, they might be controlling the U.S. at this point.
Apparently.
Which is, I don't know, man. That's pretty cool.
The Russians are running it into the ground.
They had some bad years there, you know what I mean?
Do you think they control the internet?
No. I avoid all Russian sites. As soon as I see that Russian text.
Yeah, it's like
close.
Yeah. I don't know. How often do you go to Russian sites? you buying bootleg Jordans?
Yeah. Bootleg stuff.
Bootleg Georgia Ukrainian border telemarketing yeah. stuff. Like
Vlade Divac's autobiography.
Mm-hmm. Signed jerseys.
signed jerseys. Mm-hmm. Fucking. Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm. Pair of Dragic ones.
Yo, but I like that you brought that up. I want to meditate on this for a second. Signed basketball jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
Rocking those, like rocking a signed basketball jersey out in public.
Do people do that?
Yo, that is the lamest shit I have ever seen in my life. When I see that, like, yo.
Well, I mean, what is the difference between getting it signed and then wearing it? You know what I mean? Like, do you have a problem with people getting it signed?
No.
Oh, so where's the distinction?
I don't know.
Is it the jersey or the signature you don't like?
Okay, I think it's because getting something signed means that it's valuable to you, right? It has some sort of esteem that you want to put it in a glass case somewhere. The signature is valuable. If you're rocking it to, like, you know what I mean? I don't know. You go to the game, then you
gratify yourself.
You go to O'Reilly's Pub after. You have a couple of chicken wings. No napkins. You wipe your sauce on the fucking.
It's in permanent marker.
I don't know, but you get sauce on the jersey. You gotta wash it.
I've seen a guy. I think he had like a 2 dozen signatures on like a baseball hat or something. He's like wearing it.
Two dozen.
Yeah, it was raining. Some of them were faded. He's like everywhere. The whole thing was signed. He was wearing it. It was faded, but you still see the signatures. I'm guessing it had seen some pretty bad days.
Wow. That's a lot of signatures on a hat, man.
Mm-hmm. Like, it was signed up. It was all signed.
Yeah, when you end up with, like, 24 fucking signatures, you could afford to lose some of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yes, for sure.
You know, like, these are role players. Yeah, shit.
Fuck it. How good was he, really?
Big hits, basically.
But usually people who slug have lower batting averages. So that would mean if you translate it into life, then it's the people that take, like,
the big risks.
Big
but
risks.
Like, take the big dips, too, and less rewards.
Lots of failures.
Maybe, yeah. Quite probably. His lifetime batting average is only about 270. And he's had seasons of, like, 250, 260, 240.
Well, that sounded like you were playing a guitar for a second.
It's my new didgeridoo.
Shit, yo, do these mics double as musical instruments?
Slap bass.
Tag up runs, I think, are included in slugging when you get ribbies and shit. Slugging. Productive hits.
Man, so I miss you guys.
Aww.
Miss sitting around in a circle.
Mm-hmm. You didn't bring us Christmas cards?
Christmas cards. Oh, yeah.
We missed you.
Merry Christmas. We didn't get to do our...
Well, that's true.
We didn't get to do our tequila Christmas.
We'll just chalk it up to, like, life being messed up sometimes.
Traditions, whatever. Traditions.
Differently. Yeah, traditions. Screw traditions, anyway.
That's what my grandmother used to say. Traditions, whatever traditions. Just as long as you wet your whistle.
Wow. What about in this case where the tradition is wetting your whistle?
Yeah.
Oh. She left me with so few answers.
It wasn't the answers that you wanted. It was probably her body.
Your grandma's body.
Yo, your grandma's body.
Grandma, body.
Grandma body. My baby got a grandma body.
Oh, you got a grandma body.
Yo, how do you turn that into a positive?
It is. It's inherently a positive.
Your grandma body?
Yeah.
Why?
Because people love their grandmothers. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, my baby got a grandma body. I love my grandma. She got a grandma body. G, just don't look at her feet.
I mean, you could be a grandmother at like 40. You know what I mean?
Yo, man, there's grandmothers that are like
35. You could be a 35-year-old grandmother. You could be way less than that.
Killing it.
What am I even talking about?
That's like, that's getting moist on a regular basis still.
What? That's what's like, 35?
Yeah, retaining moisture on a regular basis as a grandmother is like, that's beautiful.
You yeah, I mean? Well, I mean, that's what keeps their skin from getting wrinkly, is that's when they're drying out. Or are you talking about vaginas?
Talking about vaginas.
Oh, vaginas.
9 times out of 10, Mike.
Yeah, it's true. That's
how long you know me, Mike?
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of which.
Don't you tell me.
So, yo, let's take this opportunity since you got to leave soon, man. Is the floor is yours, man. Give us a little, give us a reconstruction of our hiatus. Your hiatus.
Oh. There's no place like home. There's no place like away from home. There's no place at all. There's lots of time left for the world. There's lots of people left to come.
Yeah.
There's lots of everything, man. Sometimes we don't recognize that. The end. Season 2.
What was the last thing you said?
There's lots of everything, and we don't always recognize that.
Well, all right.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to think if I I'm kind of like half blown away by that, but then like also half like feel like sometimes you feel like there's everything is there's too much everything.
Everything, Mike? Everything?
Do I think there's too much everything? No, I think personally there's not enough of everything.
There's everything. Yeah, everything is everything. If you can't say quantify everything, really. There's too much everything. There's not enough everything. There's everything.
There is.
And there's every, like, there's a lot of everything.
Yeah, but I mean, that. How much everything can you even experience? That's what I mean. Exactly. It's like there's you're not exactly. even getting all of everything.
No,
you know
you're
I mean?
Getting none of everything.
You're getting none of everything. Think of how much everything is. You're getting almost none of that.
None of it.
Yeah, almost though.
Yeah, you get some things.
You get some of it.
Like a couple of things.
Yeah. And how much of everything can you hold, really?
At one time?
Yeah.
I don't know. Not much.
That's in your peripheral. That doesn't go into your blind spots.
Well, you're just talking about what you can see literally in front of you, so I was still...
Which
I
is everything yeah. that you can see, right?
If you wish.
Yeah, but there's everything you can experience, everything you could think. There's everything, like, it goes so far, man. It's everything.
It's everything that he could think. It's everything that you could think.
Those two everythings put together.
That those two everythings put together don't even combine to make up.
Not even.
not really. Not close. That's not close.
No.
We can only conceive everything, man.
What about like, everything that I can see, and then everything you both can see, and then Sly and the Family Stone, all of them.
We're still throwing like pebbles, like. Against maybe say like a sand dune, like you know, like
yeah.
we've chucked a handful of sand in the desert now, yeah. and you're still like you know,
like a couple of grains of salt into space,
right? Flying opposite directions, you know.
That's it.
And now you're wondering.
But do you understand what moved you to throw the sand in the first place?
No, I don't personally.
You just, personally,
not at all.
You're just like fuck this doesn't belong here.
yeah, fuck this.
Belongs
sand.
Over there. This is with no, all the rest of everything.
There's no reason for this sand to even be here to begin with.
be. Tell me where it would be. Show me. Right here.
Right here. Avi's got a twitch. Hit him. Hit him with the oxys. Oh.